And I can tell you with conviction that me being a part of this company and being a part of a team with Greg and Paul and being on site was very powerful because I am a limited partner in these deals, in most of these deals as well, right? So it's not only my money, it's my family's money, it's my kids' college tuition or a wedding fund or my Mackenzie who is obsessed with horses, right? And I can see a horse in my future someday. It's really powerful as an LP, a limited partner, a passive investor.
Welcome to the Passive Income Brothers podcast.
Here, we take the fear out of real estate investing using real-life stories of everyday successful investors.
Let's go.
Welcome to another episode of the Passive Income Brothers podcast. My name is Tim Lyons, and today I'm joined by an absolute rock star, my brother Greg. How are you doing today, buddy?
Tim, I am so happy to be back behind the microphone again. It's been a while since we recorded, so happy to be here. And I think we have a pretty cool topic today for our especially passive investors.
Yeah, so Greg and I had an opportunity to go on a little bit of a field trip together, which was awesome. And we got to
Woo-woo.
spend a few days together down in Dallas. And we really wanted to bring you guys some information about the power of actually being on site somewhere, being together, being with your team, building out a team. And as a limited partner or a passive investor, a lot of the reasons we get into this game, Greg, is that we don't have the time, we don't have the knowledge, we don't have the know-how, we don't have the team built out, right? And that's where working with a company like us can maybe benefit some folks. But the power is really in building all that out so that you can live the life that you want to live on your terms while your team is basically taking care of the rest. So Greg and I had an opportunity to be on site in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for about 4 days this past week. That's why we're coming to you on Friday instead of Wednesday. And we had a great time, did a lot of stuff, and we're going to be able to tell you some more about that in the next episode. But for this episode, Greg, let's concentrate on what we were able to do over the 2 day period where we rented a car and we took a field trip.
First of all, your rented car skills were right on point. The old hybrid Toyota Highlander was comfy, and it got us around town. But Dallas is a place that we have six properties, six multifamily properties, and there was a lot of power in just being able to pull up to the property, check it out, and see what's going on. But you can only see so much from an investment deck and from a webinar. But when you actually get on site, it was very powerful for us. And we'll just walk you through why, but a great visit to the Dallas MSA.
Greg, as a New Yorker, where I always like to joke around that everybody is guilty till proven innocent in my world, and I'm still working on that, I'm still coming along. Being a limited partner can be hard, right? It can be really hard to wire that money. It can be really hard to pull the trigger. It can be really hard to be stuck in analysis paralysis. Should I invest in this fund? Should I invest in that deal? Should I maybe just stay in cash? Should I just go back to my financial advisor? Should all these things go through our minds, right? Because we're human and this is the human condition, right? This uncertainty. And we're all searching for a little bit more certainty. And I can tell you with conviction that me being a part of this company and being a part of a team with Greg and Paul and being on site was very powerful because I am a limited partner in these deals, in most of these deals as well, right? So it's not only my money, it's my family's money, it's my kids' college tuition or a wedding fund or my Mackenzie who is obsessed with horses, right? And I can see a horse in my future someday. It's really powerful as an LP, a limited partner, a passive investor for me to have done this field trip. So I know it's not feasible for everybody to get on a plane or spend a few days away from life and your kids or your job or what have you. But if you live in a certain market that you want to invest in as a passive investor, go out and visit these properties, right? Get in the car and drive around and see what's going on and see what the value add plan is in the investor summary and then see how it compares to what you're actually seeing on the ground. So, Greg, so we had the opportunity to go see six properties. What were some of the things, what was the point of actually going to the properties and what were some of the things we were able to accomplish?
So Tim, I think the main takeaway from the whole thing is that Mackenzie's horse riding hobby is going to be quite expensive. We could do a complete podcast on that. You're really going down the wrong path. But anyway, there's nothing like getting out and driving around, not just the properties, but the actual neighborhoods and the MSA or the city that you're investing in. You get a feel for block by block, things change for the better, for the worse. But there's nothing like getting in the car and driving around.
So when we pulled up to some of these properties, we were eyes wide open. And it was myself and Greg and Paul, our partner, and actually my dad, Big Rich. Big Rich was on scene with us, and he is one of our investors in a lot of these properties. Big Rich is retired. He was born the poor guy with a ton of limiting beliefs, and little by little, we're cracking them, Greg. And that's, I think, right, having him in the car was really powerful. So we would pull up to these properties and we'd be checking it out, right? Because some of these properties we've owned, actually all of them, Greg, have been owned for less than a year. Mm-hmm. If you are reading the mainstream media or, you know, other websites that I won't mention here that kind of like to put a target on real estate and commercial real estate at that, and certain sponsors, they like to take them, you can get really discouraged and be like, man, what am I doing? Or should I even do that? Or that sounds crazy. But when we're able to pull up to these properties, Greg, and they're completely painted. The fencing is all brand new. The gates work. There's no garbage on the property. There's new carports being installed or have been installed. There's landscaping measures that are obvious. We're talking flowers and planters and green grass, and everything just seems to be squared away. Like, it makes you, I was proud. I was really proud not only to be an LP in some of these deals, but to be on the GP of these deals, because I've never had that experience, Greg, where we drove to so many properties in one or two days and we're able to speak with the residents and speak with the staff on site. Hey, what are you seeing? What are you hearing? What do you like about this property? What do you like about the group that we're working with? What are some of the things that you wish that we could change, or what's the top of mind? And it was really powerful, especially, Greg, on the first property we went to, meeting that guy from New York City. I just thought it was fitting to really connect with a resident that we could talk about New York. We could talk about Texas. But it was awesome. So let me throw it back to you.
With the site visits, and like you said, a lot of these properties we've owned for less than a year. Some of them we've owned for less than 6 weeks. But yeah, the amount of progress that the operator is making in turning these properties around. You mentioned the paint, but it's the flowers in front of the welcome place.
Monument sign.
Yeah, the monument signs. The places just look fantastic. And more than anything, the people that were working there, not only the property managers, but the people, the facilities people, they were buzzing around almost all of these properties, either picking stuff up, fixing stuff. They were construction crews on site because they're renovating units. It was just a really powerful reminder. It almost gave like that pride and ownership when you pull up to your house and you just finished a whole complete weekend of cutting the grass, putting the mulch in, doing the flowers, all that stuff. It had that same kind of pride of ownership, which was really cool. The site visits were one thing to see the physical structures, but when you talk to the people, that was really important, especially the property managers. When you talk to an operator, you talk to the CEO, the CFO, it could all be daisies and flowers and dewy meadows. But when you talk to the people actually doing the work every day, that was important and that was powerful for us, especially the property managers.
So when we walked into these welcome centers, right, or the clubhouse or the leasing centers, yeah, right, not only were they just brand new redone or being in the process of being done, but as soon as we walked in, the staff jumped up out of their chairs, welcomed us, had no idea who we were, right? Mm-hmm. Who are these people walking around my property, right? And they couldn't have been nicer. They had no idea who we were, and they wanted to know and introduce themselves to us. And when we introduced ourselves to them, nothing changed, right? Oh, that's wonderful, they were saying. Let me show you around, right? And without skipping a beat, we were in and out of units, right? Classic units, renovated units, getting a property tour. Here's this and here's that. And this is phase one of the building project. And here's phase two. And this was built 2 years later. You know, there was history there, Greg. And what was striking to me was that most of those properties, the leasing agents or the property managers, I should say, they were there in the business, maybe not for this particular company, but they were in this market for 15 years or so, right? And one of them was in the market for 32 years, and she had been on site for 16 of those 32 years. So it was just really reassuring for me. It was validating. It was validating for our thesis, for our mindset, for our investments here at the Lyons household.
You know, what also struck me about the property managers, Tim, was their knowledge. They were so knowledgeable, not only about the property, and some of them were new to the property. Just when you're turning around a property, usually install your own property manager. Some of them were new to the properties, but their knowledge of the properties and their knowledge of the neighborhood and who inhabited the neighborhood and where the next tenant was coming from, that was really impressive. to see. When you think about your investment in good hands, the people that we were meeting would definitely fit that bill. And then you also mentioned that resident that we spoke to. He was from New York City and relocated to Dallas and was working down there and some sort of aerospace, something or other, maybe a technician. But we asked him, how can we improve the property? What's going on down there? His biggest complaint was, could we make the fitness center 24 hours? And then he followed up with, and they've already ordered the lock or the key or the keypad to install. When that is your biggest complaint about the place, because he also rattled off how good the management's been, they're renovating units, feel really comfortable here. Those are all really solid things. So the pride of ownership was definitely there.
Yeah, that was great. That was the first property we went to. And I went right over to the guy and introduced myself. And lo and behold, he's from New York City, right, Greg? And he said he works off hours, right? He works the overnight shift. So when he comes home, he wants to grab a workout. But the fitness center wasn't open yet or something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, management said, oh yeah, we've already ordered the piece. And it's just going to be installed once it comes in. And that was really awesome. That felt good almost. Like that was his only complaint about the property. Not the pricing, not the service or anything like that. And listen, we've had properties, Greg, that there's been some garbage issues, right? People have a hard time getting their garbage into the recycling bin or into the trash dumpster in the designated area. And it can become unsightly, right? And then it can attract vermin and roaches and rats and whatnot. And no matter what you do, this area is being videotaped and you're going to have a fine or whatever it might be. It can be an issue. But when you drive through a property and that's not an issue, it's a testament to the management company. It's a testament to the quality of the people that are living there. Yeah, that was really great.
The other thing I was going to say is, or the next point was, we went to six different properties and they were all different. One was like a class A property, was absolutely beautiful. And then there were some others in working class neighborhoods. And people have to live, food, clothing, and a place to live. Those are the things that people take care of. And to take a look at these properties, whether in a class A neighborhood or a working class neighborhood, it felt like there was some pride because of the condition of these properties were really top notch. And when you invest in working class housing, whether it's in Dallas or Michigan or Phoenix, wherever it may be, when you're with the right operator, there's a certain part of your investment that goes to changing a neighborhood and giving people a safe, affordable, clean place to live. And you create real value when you're changing these apartment complexes that are more in the working class neighborhoods. And that was really great to see. And it almost felt like your money's going towards something good because it was improving the condition of some people's lives.
Yeah, Greg, I want to stack on top of that. We were there, at that first or second property we stopped by, and the school bus must have let out. And I saw little kids hopping, jumping, running, screaming. They were excited to be home from school. And that's after we talked to the staff at the property, and it just hit home, right? I'm really proud of being an investor. I'm proud to be a part of Cityside Capital. I'm proud to be a New York City fireman, all those things. But when I was on site, I was proud to be a part of that property, to be like, you know what? Yeah, these are people's homes. At the end of the day, Greg, yes, there are investments for us and for our investors, and there's cash flow, and there's all these things that we talk about on this podcast, but it's somebody's home. Right. And they want to come home to a clean, safe, affordable place to live. And that's going to become their home. That was great.
I will say that day we were at that property and the school bus let out. It was the Dallas Chamber of Commerce was sponsoring the day. It was 65 degrees. It was beautifully sunny. The kids were so excited to be home. And then 2 days later, it was 19 degrees. But that particular day, sponsored by the Dallas Chamber of Commerce, it was unbelievable.
That's definitely something Dad would say, by the way. But anyway, speaking of Dad, we had him in the back of the car and it was really like educational for him. He's 73 years old. He's retired now. And we've mentioned him a number of times. He's never going to hear this, by the way. The poor guy can't figure out his iPhone. And I don't know if he knows how to turn the podcast on. But anyway, when each of us were ready for college maybe senior year of high school, each of us, from our oldest brother to you to me, we would go with dad and we would drive around college campuses. And that was like our favorite thing to do, right? We'd go to the college, we'd check into the hotel, whatever it was, and then we'd get in the car and we wanted to go see what was it like? What's around there? Where's the arena, right? Because we're college basketball junkies in our family. Where's the football field? Let's go check out the facilities. Let's go see where the restaurants are. And I felt that a little bit with you and dad in the car. I felt doing that. And I just, it was a lot of fun.
That was, that was a lot of fun. And we always have great stories on our college trips. And we have great stories coming out of this trip, probably not for the podcast, but it was great to have Big Rich along. And more importantly, having him along because he was an investor in some of these properties. And I think that really hit home for him.
So let me just paint a picture of like of dad for a little bit, because you might have somebody in your life that is just like this, or maybe this is you and I'm talking directly to you. So yeah, dad's 73. Yes, he's retired, but he's done pretty well in life when he had some retirement cash saved up and whatever. But when it comes to investing, he's old school, right? The poor guy, he still ladders his CDs at the bank. Like, it just makes him feel good. He likes to read 10K reports and go through companies' financials. And he has CNBC on in the background all day long listening. And that's just the kind of guy he is. And he was a commercial lender for, I don't know, Greg, 50 years, maybe 45, 50 years in New York City. So he's one way. And he has a very narrow scope of what he's comfortable with. How am I doing so far, Greg? Am I painting a pretty good picture?
A narrow scope doesn't begin to describe it, but the opposite of a real estate investor, didn't really take much risk, really just played it down the fairway.
So he has a home, and then he has a rental home, the same kind of neighborhood, complex, and he paid cash for his rental home. Just made him feel better. He didn't want to. Debt was always an issue. He doesn't like risk. He's very risk averse. And I hope I'm painting a good picture here. And even though I was trying to tell him back at 2018, 19, dad, rates are 2.75%, 3.5%. Why don't you put a little bit of debt on the property? Then you can leverage it. And he just wouldn't have it. And then we started doing our thing here at Cityside Capital. And he, I don't know, Greg, maybe begrudgingly because he loves us, got involved. And now he's got cash flow and he literally came back to New York on two or three different occasions over the last couple of years to sit with his accountant and learn next to his accountant and ask him, pepper him with questions. And how does this work? And I know not everybody can do that, but that's what he did. And that was his process, right? Because this was something totally new to him. He was a Wall Street type of guy, right? He was New York City finance. And that's you out there. If you've been conditioned like we all were, right? Get a good job, go to college, get a good job, max out the 401k, buy the home, try to pay it down as soon as you can, put money into an emergency account, and whatever you have left over, dollar cost average into whatever, stocks, bonds, S&P, whatever it might be. And by the time you're 65 or 70, you will have accumulated, that's the accumulation model we're talking about, enough that maybe now you can feel like you can retire and start deducting from that accumulated capital. And for us, for me at least, Greg, that wasn't good enough. I'm looking for a passive income to be equal or greater to my monthly expenses through cash flow. And when you understand that, when you have this paradigm shift, it's magical, right? Because you realize that there's so many ways to do it, Greg. You can do it like dad and do single family rentals. You can do your own thing, duplex, triplex. You can do the Burr method. You can live in one unit and rent out the rest. And there's so many house hacking. But understanding of how the cash flow plays into your everyday life can be powerful. And for him to have built out a nice little cushion now of monthly and quarterly checks from the deals that he's in with us, he feels good about it, right? He feels good about it. He understands the tax treatment now of that income. And then finally, the cherry on top, Greg, was to bring him to that Class A property that he was a part of. And he was like a little kid on Christmas, man. He wanted to go into the units. He wanted to walk the entire property. He had a ton of questions for the property management company. He kept on saying, oh, this is great. Oh, this is great. And maybe one day we can share the photo, but we have a photo with him standing in front of the monument sign outside the main gate, like with his biceps flexed, like he's so strong and he's so confident. But that wasn't him. That wasn't him just a few short years ago. So if that's you out there, I can tell you with certainty that it took Greg and I multiple hours of education, multiple phone calls, I think I had a couple of gray hairs put directly onto my head from my dad's questions. But you know what? I feel good about it. It was like, for me, it was like seeing him happy, seeing him come full circle and see the process in the flesh. It was super powerful.
Yeah, I wish we could do this with all of our investors, right? Throw them in the back of the car and take a property tour and drive around a particular MSA. That would be really cool because it was powerful. And unfortunately, we can't do that and the timing and schedules. And that's why people become passive investors and put their money into syndications. And just a quick note, we're not telling people what to do. We're not giving advice. This has just been our experience with our dad and having this property visit. But that was powerful. It's something that hopefully down the line, we could start doing investor field trips, say, hey, we're going to be in XYZ city at this time. Come and join us. We'll drive around a little bit. So hopefully that's going to be a part of CitySide Capital in the future. But for right now, really happy we made the trip. If you're invested in some of those Dallas properties, you'll probably be getting an email from us with just an update on the individual property and some property pictures and just our thoughts on what we saw. And we're just really happy with the entire Dallas portfolio.
Absolutely, Greg. And I just want to stack on top. I would love to do some investor field trips. And if you guys are going to be in the New York area, or if you guys are going to be down in Virginia at all, reach out to us. This whole business is relationship based. And there's nothing better than sitting down to get a cup of coffee or a lunch or a dinner and just being together, right? Because that's what we're all about here. And especially after this weekend and the conference we went to, Greg, it's all about relationships. It's all about being with the people that are supporting you and uplifting you and building that tribe and that team out. So highly encourage you guys to reach out to us if you're going to be in our areas.
Yeah, and it's not always to be an investor, right? We're not going to be pounding down your door to invest in any of our deals.
No.
It's more, hey, what do you do? And how can we be a part of that journey? And I just had a cup of coffee with someone this morning, and I don't think the guy's ever going to invest in one of our deals, but I know he's now looking for XYZ in the real estate world. I may not be interested in that. I may be able to make a connection down the road that could be fruitful for him, fruitful for someone else, and it's going to have no effect on me. It's not going to put any money in my pocket. When you make those connections and you have that abundance mentality that it's all going to work out, I'm going to make connections, that's when the rubber meets the road and you really turbocharge your life. And alongside that, you can start turbocharging your bank account down the road.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
Greg, thank you for spending some time with me today. It's a pleasure. I miss you already. It was great to spend a couple of days with you. And our next podcast, I think, is going to be with Paul. And we're going to talk about the conference that we just went to and all the takeaways that we had from that. With that being said, Greg, good seeing you. I hope the listeners got some value out of this. And that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Passive Income Brothers podcast. And we look forward to serving you again next week. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Passive Income Brothers podcast. We would be grateful for your support of our podcast by giving our show a 5-star rating and review and subscribing to our show on your favorite podcast platform. Don't forget to take inspired action after listening to this show so that you can start building out your passive income streams. Finally, head on over to citysidecap.com to connect with us and find out more information about how to get started passively investing in real estate.